Hi, it's your girl, Bobby Dearest.
Hi, I'm Kai, aka Adi.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations
one thought at a time.
Hi, guys. I feel like I haven't seen you in so long, dude.
Right, it's actually been 10 days. It actually has been long.
But 10 days is long.
It is long.
Yeah, the last time I saw her was when we went to Bernato Hall.
Yeah, 10 days is very long.
Hi to our Bernato girls.
Oh, yes. Did you give them the life update last week?
Last week. About going to Bernato Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I think I sprinkled it in there, but it wasn't part of the life update because I just wanted to hear Ursula talk.
Guys, I haven't gotten to watch the episode yet. I'm going to watch it with you guys. Actually, it should have been up already. It's up as we in 20 minutes since we've filmed.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited to see the episode. Like, I'm so excited.
Oh, what a brilliant woman. Really? If I was a nigga.
How old is Ursula?
I didn't ask her, but she is. It's
oh my god!
The way she takes compliments, the way she gives compliments, her look as well is so. What she wears, her hair was very.
You were like, wow.
Well, and then you know, and she would speak, and then when she stopped speaking, I had to register that, oh no, I have to say something. Because I was just getting lost. Just like, I'm like, and she, as soon as she says she had a partner, I'm like, okay.
You're like,
I'm like, hey.
Yeah, if you're single, what would a
brilliant
be concerned.
Woman. Like, guys, wow, having her, you love the conversation too. Like,
I wish I could have come, guys. I was so ready to come. And then,
you want to give us your life update?
Yeah, we had like a loss in the family. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, what bummed me out the most is like I couldn't go home with my mom and my sister. They went home to Venda for the funeral because academics has me on a chokehold. And I was just like, oh my God, another sacrifice for academics. but yeah, we had a loss in our family. My cousin, my older cousin, she lost her husband. Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy. I don't think loss is easy. And it just shows you how, like, you must, the same way, like, maybe, like, you being born wasn't prepared for, you should be prepared for yourself to leave.
Yeah.
In a sense of, like, live your life in a way that if you're gone tomorrow, we'd have something positive to say about you, I guess. And also, that the people you leave behind
are taken care of
yeah. and they have, like, you know, they can mourn you in peace, in a sense, So, that's what, like, it taught me about
loss.
How
are you feeling?
You know, I don't register.
Yeah, I know. Like, I told Tabang, I'm like,
yeah, like
she's probably okay. She doesn't register.
Yeah, I really don't register grief. I think at most, I only cry for the people who have lost.
Yeah.
So, like, I think the only time, like, I really got teary-eyed was when my mom was talking to me because I could hear how heartbroken she is. Because my mom has an older sister. So it's my mom's older sister's daughter who lost her husband. Mm-hmm. She's like, yo, her sister's crying and everything like that. And that was what brought me, like, the pain. And also, like, I sympathized with her because I'm like, yo, I can't even imagine what she's going through, you know, because she just had a baby. The child is 2 months old. So it's like, yo.
The way car accidents are so shocking, you know, it's immediate,
like,
instead of, you know,
like illness yeah, like
you kind of
you kind of like
an
your mind
is,
yes,
shoot, it's a massive shock. I'm so sorry.
Yes So I'm like, I'm very heartbroken for her and stuff, but me, I'm just like, I'm so numb to death, guys. It's
you're
scary
numb in general, my sister. This academics, the way it's got you in a chokehold, you're just numb in general.
Yo, bruh, like, I really don't have capacity for anything, like, so bad, especially emotionally. I don't have capacity for my own mental health and stuff. Like, I had a friend send me a message, and it's so funny how she's going to see how I feel about it for the first time here, because I haven't had the opportunity to have the conversation with her. I think another thing it's very hard for me is to have conversations where I feel like I'm unable to tell the person what they want to hear. So she was saying I'm a deadbeat friend, which is so valid.
She used those words bar for bar.
Like bar for bar. Like, okay, she didn't use them bar for bar, but like the message she sent basically said, girl, you a deadbeat friend. And I was like, yo, you and 10 other friends can say this message now. I'm sure even if Lisa's watching this episode, she'll also add, oh, yeah, Vele, you are. Because, like, yo, guys, I really don't know how to do it.
To balance.
Like, not even, like, balance. I don't know how to do it. Like, I'm very much, like, when I'm around you, you will know that I love you. Like, when we are around you, I'm, like, checking. I'm, like, I'll do everything to make you feel. Like, I know people in my close proximity, I know how to friendship in physically. I don't know how to friendship long-distance vibes, like, calling and stuff. Like, I'm not a caller, I'm not a texter, I'm not a, like, I don't know how to do
it. You gotta be a something.
Like, and it's a thing of, like, how I find balance in it, mm-hmm. then is by going and seeing them, like, once a month or once every, that's how I find the balance in it. Because, like, I have a diverse group of friends, so I can't go and see everybody every weekend. You know, I also have school, I also have work, I also have this and that, I also have my family, you know. So I try and at least once a month try and, like, see a friend or do something, you know. And then some friends, it ends up becoming 2 months without me seeing them, you know. And it's a thing of, like, I really don't know how to do it. And you know what's so crazy is that, like, the friendships in which, like, my, for instance, my friendship with Zara. Nah. Zara and I don't talk, like, at all. Like, we don't talk at all over text, over phone.
Did you grow up with
Zara? Yeah, but even then, like, I grew up with Zara, but she was not my friend when I grew up. Because we have, like, a 6-year age gap. So we grew up together, but she was not my friend. She was more of that older girl at church. So I didn't grow up with Zara, in a sense. Like, we're not close. I think we only got closer when I was in my second year, third year of varsity. That's when Zara and I got really close, you know. She was like an older sister always, but like the older sisterness became even closer. And even with that friendship with Zara, it's a thing of like, she, like, it's a thing of like, we can go 2 months without talking. And then she'll be like, oh, this is what's happening, come to my house. Or maybe like, it's like a thing of like, oh, after 2 months, 3 months, I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen her, let me go to her house. And then when we talk, it's a thing of like, okay, it's like we catch up everything and it's back to normal, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So I ended up calling her and asking her, I'm like, okay, Zara, since you have been my longest friend, right? And I don't call like every day and everything like that, how do you feel about it? And then she was like, no, it's because I'm the same way. And because she's the same way, she feels nothing wrong with the way I move, you know? But I have friends who aren't the same way. Like, the friend who sent me the text wants to call every 3 days. Like, every 3 days, she needs a 2-hour debrief or 30-minute debrief or 15-minute debrief. But she needs it, like, every 3 days, you know? And it's like, oh, my God, I don't have, like, right now. Okay, let me say I will never have. But right now, where I am, I don't even have the emotional capacity for myself, let alone a friend. And that friend and that friend. It's like, it's not like I don't love you. It's not like I don't care about you. Hence why I spent, like, it was, for me, it was like, oh my God. Maybe I also felt like, yo, other friends should have complained before she did. Because, like, I'd spent, like, the month prior, like, almost, like, every weekend with her. You know, so it was like maybe other friends should have complained before she did, and 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So it's like it's kind of very difficult to navigate.
I feel like you answered yourself, my sister. You that's why I allowed you to speak, because I knew somewhere in this I don't want to say rant. It's not a rant.
It's this
somewhere in what she's saying, yeah, in your expression, you're going to answer yourself, and you did.
Which is, what's the answer, guys? Yeah. What's the answer? So I must rewatch the episode to see the answer.
She answered herself. I don't even want to say. You literally found the solution to your problem in what you were saying. But anyway, other than being a deadbeat friend.
Yo, guys. And I was like, yo, Kaya feels that way.
No, that's so crazy. No, like, guys. If somebody said that to me, I'd be a friend.
No, like, at this rate, like my friend, you know what sounds like to me? Because I haven't been going to therapy because the therapist hasn't been consistent. Funny, that's so funny. So she was like,
weird.
She was like, okay, so she has like her like I like it's a thing of like okay, there's this Lyra platform where companies pay for therapy. One,
oh,
two, three.
It's pro bono.
The one I had prior was pro bono. Mm-hmm. This with Lyra, the company pays for the therapist. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm gonna try, because she was like, I think you should try therapy again. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll help you like navigate like relationships, because I don't talk to my mom. I don't talk to anybody. And it's not right. I'm not saying it's right, but it's weird. I think what therapy should do for me is like, it's weird that I don't feel the need to, like, something's wrong. Why don't I feel the need to call people? Like I'm just like, no, if you have a problem, call me, I'll be there, you know? But I'm like,
the phone is on DND.
besides phone on DND, lapo, like, some friends are like, we see whatever you're going through first on the podcast. You don't even come to us first when you're going through something. And I'm like, So, yeah. Please, Justice.
No, you know how to solve your problem, guys. Suzanne. Ningam, don't coddle Mpo. Suzanne. Because Mpo sat here on the couch at the beginning of the year with the same issue. We're in August now. End of August. So, let's not coddle her. 8 months is long enough to know. You know what? Yo. Next. You know what the solution is, bro.
What's your
and
name?
Listen. Also, I encourage you to listen to the episode with Ursula as well.
Yeah.
Because she did address this in the long topic. So,
oh my God.
Again, solutions are all around you.
Literally all around me. Yeah.
Oops. My love update. Hey.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What you got going on?
I'm really excited because by the time this goes up, it would be the 25th, right? Mm-hmm. The 26th, it's at 1 a.m. The flight is at 1 a.m.
Flight?
But we're going to need to be at the airport at 9 p.m. But anyway, by the time this goes up, I'm on my way to Kenya.
Ooh!
Yeah! I'm going to Kenya with MasterCard. So it's my first brand trip of the year.
Okay.
But it's also my biggest brand trip of the year. My biggest brand deal of the year. So I'm really, really excited. Of the year, of my career.
Okay.
Like my entire career as being an influencer.
God.
That's the biggest
proud of you.
Trip, biggest deal, biggest... everything. I'm so excited. The plaster that the glue that I was removing from a plaster was because I had to get the yellow fever vaccination.
Okay, before you go.
Before I go. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah,
I'm so excited to see her vlogs. I'm so excited to see your outfits, girl. Girl.
I just come from Candy. Ah! It's about to be fire. Thank you for sharing in my excitement.
Okay.
I really am. I'm going to be, guys, the content is going to be...
I know, Kaya. Everything.
I got
tripod.
A digital camera.
Yeah. Oh.
No, digital cameras are very cheap. 300, 400 rand, please.
Okay.
You don't spend for my 13,000 and then don't show up to work with that thing that I spent 13,000 rand on. Somebody. No, digital cameras. I got it on Facebook Market.
Oh, yeah, okay.
For like 300, 400 rand.
So excited.
So,
I hope, do you already know who you're going with?
Yeah, I'm going with Lua. Do you know the Fruity Chapters?
No. Oh.
You know her. You just don't know her name.
Yeah, guys, that's me. Yeah, I really...
You know Fruity Chapters.
So, Lua and who else?
Melissa. So, Melissa is... Melissa's my nail tech.
Okay.
But she's also a content creator.
Okay.
You know,
I'm asking who she's going with. So I know that she got people who go take her pictures. She got people who
help her with their videos.
I needed her. Wait.
The one who went with Snee to Nigeria.
Oh, okay. I've seen her stuff. Yes. I've seen her
Melissa.
Stuff.
It's only three of us from South Africa, and then we're meeting people in Kenya because there are also Kenya creators there. So Sharon,
Hey guys,
please
see you soon.
Collaborate.
So the theme of the trip is the group. The trip finally made it out the group chat.
Yeah.
So it is a group trip. I'm so excited to immerse myself in Kenyan culture. If there are any Kenyan justies, please now.
Oh my god, guys!
Let me know. I'm so excited to immerse myself in Kenyan culture, and I want to be a traveler, not a tourist. Mm. You know, so I want to.
And I know you are able to travel that way.
Yeah. Not the Poppy way. Because I've been catching up on Poppy's content. And I'm just like,
not the Poppy way.
Don't have the strength to do this. What do you mean? You're sleeping with strangers. You're sharing a home with strangers. I can't do it. I live vicariously through Poppy because I could never. But I'll get to traveler status, you know?
Anywho,
that's the most exciting thing. So I've just been, everything that I've been doing over the past week is in preparation for that.
Yes.
Because I didn't have luggage, so I had to get luggage.
Okay. Ooh, what color? Wait, guys,
it's purple.
Guys, you don't understand how much I love travel content. Please don't, don't ruin things for me. Please do pack with me.
That's
please
the whole point.
Do everything.
Girl.
Please.
Girl.
Please
you see what I do with the dark and lovely shinies?
Yes, I need you to pack.
10.
One, two. One,
I did a pack
one,
with
two.
Me. I did a prep with mm-hmm. me. I did a two get ready with me. I did skincare. I did makeup. I did get unready with me. And I was only there for one day.
She was.
We were only there for one night.
She really was.
And I came out with like 6 or 7 pieces of content. So if I'm there for a couple of days, you know that it's like 2 drops a day.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay.
So I got luggage. It's purple. You asked what color it is.
Yes.
It's light purple. I still need to. I haven't. Obviously, by the time you see this, I would have waxed. I haven't waxed. I haven't done my hair. I haven't done my toes. I haven't.
The nails are so pretty.
Thank you. These are my natural nails.
Yeah, the natural vibe. Mm.
Thank you. I'm trying to get used to it because they kind of like they look. In different lighting, they look brown.
No. They look too put together. Anyway, so what are you going to do on your nails?
Nothing.
Okay, this is how you're going to go.
This is how I'm going to go. But okay. I'm going to wear my press-ons.
Okay.
So like, I'm going to put them on nail rings. I don't know if you're familiar with nail rings. I don't know how to explain this to people who've never seen nail rings. It's a ring, but it's for your nail. So you attach a press-on onto the ring, and it ends here. So you can take your rings off and put them back on, but... Take your nails off and put your nails back on.
Okay.
I'll show you a video. You'll understand what I'm talking about when you see. But it's, I'm never, that's how I'm going to wear my nails from now on.
Okay.
Because faith-wise, religion-wise, I'm not even supposed to wear acrylics and things that and get nail polish. So this is me for the rest of my life.
Okay.
But you'll see me wear my nails from time to time.
Yes.
What else have I been doing in preparation for Kenya?
I'm very excited.
Clothes, fittings.
I'm so excited. You already have a Shein cut that arrived?
Oh, a long time ago. My story.
Okay.
My Shein cut arrived in July.
Okay.
But also, most of the outfits that I'm going to be wearing are going to be made by Esnkuzana Designs and Candy Boy.
Okay.
So, the Shein stuff is just to lounge around
and then everything.
Safari.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, enough. I'm so excited, guys. Also, after this trip, the red card is in the heavens. It's in heaven, not even in the galaxy, in the Milky Way.
What's a red card?
My rate card.
Oh, I thought you said red card.
No, rate card.
Oh, yes, no, please. Put it up. Up. Did you see the video? Okay.
What's <Never mind. laughs> video? I love when she laughs like that. It means she's really laughing.
Carry on. No, I was going to say, there was a video a creator did talking about how, like, when content creators, like lowball their rates, it affects everybody else.
Oh, okay. let's get into the girl chat.
Yes.
And the only reason I saw that video is because people stitched it, and I'm just like, I don't need this. Anyway. Girl chat.
Yes.
Poop. Yes. All things poop, guys. Why are we still shy to talk about pooping? Gut health. All things gut health. And what is the purpose of gut health? What does improving your gut health do for the rest of your biome, your internal biome?
Mm-hmm.
I asked Impor, actually.
Yes, the other time.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
How often does she poop? And then she was like,
every day.
Every day. I was like, what?
I poop every day.
You guys are healthy, healthy. Guys, it's only recently because you told me what you consume. You told me you eat a lot of fruits and oats, you said.
Yes, and fiber. And fiber. Whole wheat
so bread. That day or the day after, because we ended studio really late that day. The day after, I went to go and collect fruits, go and collect oats. What else have I collected? Granola.
Yes, I told you I eat a lot of muesli.
Yogurt.
Yes.
Plain yogurt.
Plain yogurt, yes.
What else have I been consuming? Because when I asked you guys that day, guys, I hadn't pooped in 2 weeks. I was back the hell up.
How are you pooping now?
No, now it's like every other day.
Okay, you see, it's getting
every
better.
Every 2 days, it's getting
better. It's way better. Back
the hell up, bro. And then, my gut health was so poor. Even recently, I've been drinking a lot of the ginger shots.
Yes.
Just drinking a whole lot of fresh juice. Mm-hmm. So even if there's a lot of time... Last week I had this spinach and avocado drink. Horrendous, but it's good. It's good for your skin. So I've also been taking care of myself from the inside as well. Because, we are journaling, we're reading, we're exercising, but what's happening inside? So also my bloating decreased significantly. The last time I sat on this couch, okay, not with Ursula, but when I was with you the last time. I was so bloated, guys. I couldn't sit still. But now I feel better. I feel lighter. Lighter, my colon was empty.
Of course, of course you feel lighter. You're pooping now. Like, of course.
I wasn't.
Guys, I feel pooping. Like not pooping, you carry the weight of like the whole previous day. Like,
the whole day, the whole week, guys. Because like, how many times do you eat a day and how much are you eating?
That's so real.
For it to just sit there in your that and is rot, so essentially. Because that's what the food is doing.
And then, like, when someone, so my poop. This is very crazy, but so when I fart or poop, it doesn't have a smell.
It's not supposed to,
and it doesn't have a smell. And someone was like, "Ain't no way you just pooped," because I was like, "Wait," because I stayed like I share, and I was like, "I know." I was the person wanted to shower, and you know what the shower does after you somebody has pooped?
the scent rises
and everything. So like I just come out of pooping, and then they were coming in, and they were like, ain't no way you pooped.
Yeah.
You lie.
Yeah.
You are lying. You did not poop. And I was like, I did. My poop doesn't smell. And people don't believe me.
It's not supposed to, guys, because food is not supposed to stay long enough in your colon for it to mix and smell and all of that. It's supposed to come in and go straight out, bro. Hey, though.
So I have odorless poop.
Randla. Anywho. I want to talk about the gut-brain connection, how gut health impacts mental health, energy, sleep, and even moods. Mm-hmm. Stress, anxiety, and hormones can literally block digestion. So it's not only the things that you eat. So what we eat has fibers, vitamins that are good for your overall health. But also the better your diet, the better your mental health function. Mm-hmm. Because your brain itself needs to consume these vitamins and these fibers. So if you're constantly eating fast food, if you're not drinking enough water, if you're drinking a whole lot of cold drink, then you feel fatigued, you feel lethargic, you feel depressed, you feel low, you don't have energy.
Your immune is low.
It's your diet. And it's sometimes, because I've seen also people's eating habits when they have a bad mental health is making things worse.
Yes.
You know, you're not moving as well. We spoke last week with Ursula about how movement is a scientific thing. You know, how your routine as a woman, your feminine routine should be inclusive of stillness. Yes. Stillness, movement, touch, and I forgot the other one. Mm-hmm. But movement is an essential part because you're stimulating your brain. But when you're moving and you are not, you know, consuming things that give you energy, you're working backwards, you know? So if you're feeling, she was also telling me, I need to buy supplements also before I leave for Kenya. I can't afford to be sick. Because I told her I caught the flu for the second time in 1 month, right? And she told me, it's because you're not having your supplements, your diet is trash, you're not taking your vitamins and minerals. Yeah. And she was telling me all the 1,000 milligrams of this and whatever. And she says that's because that's why she doesn't get sick. Like, she gets sick once a year or once every couple of years. And I'm just like,
I have a roommate, Benzile, unit mate, Benzile. Benzile, we've caught swine flu, we've caught normal flu like three times, four times in that unit. And I'm like, firstly, last year I wasn't this sick. Who are y'all around that I'm catching all these types of flus this year? Benzile has not been sick once. In fact, when we're sick, we hit her up to make us her teas. Mm-hmm. Benzile has different types of teas. She drinks moringa every day. Mm-hmm. She has ginger every day. Mm-hmm.
She's ginger is also an anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm.
She does ginger and turmeric. Mm-hmm. She does like different types of, like she brews. She has like that tea thingy. She brews teas and she drinks teas every day. And that's, and she also has vitamins as well and supplement, like she's she
dude. And there's so many things in nature that improve your health overall, like chlorophyll water. Have you seen chlorophyll water? People usually take the, it's not a capsule, they, you know that it's not an applicator, but what you use when you use a serum that you squeeze onto your face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how you put chlorophyll into your water. And chlorophyll is the, it's in plants.
Yes, yes, yes.
That
yes,
helps
yes.
plants, I think,
keep, it's what makes them green, which is essentially, what, which is what makes them trap the light.
Yes. So that chlorophyll water cleans you from the inside as well. And it's good for chlorophyll water, cloves, moringa also is good for vaginal health.
Okay.
As well, yeah. So post period, sometimes when your body is expelling the excess uterine lining, sometimes, you know, when your discharge can be brown or it can be a darker red post your period, is because your body is doing its best to clean itself out. And so those, drinking chlorophyll water, drinking clove water, drinking consuming moringa will help your body do that quicker and do it more efficiently, and also prevent yeast infections. So it's kind of an antibiotic, natural antibiotic. Yeah. Also, if your skin is breaking out, gut health, guys, as well. Check your gut health. Clean your colon. A good colon. I would not recommend laxatives because they are chemicals, and laxatives take a while to set in. I know this because I took Enibruclax couple of weeks ago.
What's the OG one?
I don't know. Castor oil.
Castor oil.
I've never had castor. The last time I had castor oil when I was a child back home.
I've tried OG. Went back home.
I should have, yeah, because castor oil is natural. Went back to your roots. Because that laxative, I took it at like 7 p.m., 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., and it only started working the next day at 6 a.m.
Yeah, no.
And then it had me for a whole day, for a full 24 hours. I'm just like, this is rubbish.
I remember.
I need it all to go out at once. What do you mean I have to go to the bathroom once, like every hour?
Is it Miss Alba? What's the other one? The other laxative? I don't know what it's called.
I'm not familiar with many laxatives.
I remember I took it, but I don't know why, because like I poop every day. But maybe like I thought maybe let me just clear out some things. Nothing. Like nothing happened for me.
Yeah. No, I mean, movement. I want to be able to poop every day, so I'm still going to continue with my
journey. Fiber,
my journey.
No, guys, leave white bread alone.
Ish, boy, leave and the way I love white bread.
No, let me give you a substitute
that
is as good. Is this low GI honey bread, honey white bread. You get it like at Checkers, Pick and Pay, anyway. Like, it's this brand. I'm not sure whether it's, I don't know which bread brand it is, but it's low GI. Honey white bread. So it's kind of like baked in a way, like it's kind of like whole wheat bread, but it's not whole wheat bread. So it's not as hard to eat and everything like that. So it's like for somebody who's scared to leave white bread.
Bread is so good. Leave
white bread, even brown bread, guys. Actually, how many times do you eat bread? Also, that affects how you poop, guys. You can't be eating bread breakfast, lunch and dinner. Like, you gotta stop the bread intake. I know we love bread.
I don't remember the last time I had bread. Probably sometime last week. But that's good.
Yes.
I used to eat white bread every morning, every day. Have it with curry. Have it as a sandwich. Have it on its own. Have it as toast. Have it as... Wow.
Yegani sonka, guys. Yegani sonka.
Let's see. What else do we need to...
Peck on pooping.
It says here, if we can talk about clean girl aesthetics, let's talk about clean gut realities.
Ooh.
Digestive health is part of beauty, mood, immunity, and self-care. One self-care creator that I really love is Tandi. I just want to give people her handle because she does self-care from within and without.
Yo, Swaggy, now, if you could please Tandi do us a Dube. Favor.
Hey?
Put the people's, like, Instagrams. Yeah, as we mentioned, the people, yeah.
Tandiwe Dube, her Instagram is tandiwe3eyes.d. Okay. She does wellness content really well, nutrition, external body care, internal body care. Mm-hmm. And you can see her skin is amazing.
She does have amazing skin. Yeah,
her body is amazing. So Tandi D is your girl for nutrition, all things nutrition. Well, she's the only nutrition creator I follow. But if you guys have a suggestion for anyone else, let us know. How much time are we in?
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can move on to the game.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah,
oh, also. Oh, no, you still have time. I didn't share in the first episode when we were doing feminine hygiene and vaginal health. This Kim
is doing. Oh, the 300
yeah, for rand. Yeah, for Women's Month. Mm-hmm. Because we know Guyanese are so expensive. This month only. For 300 rand, you can get a pap smear. You can get
this is not an ad, by the way. I wish it was. I wish it was. I wish Discount was paying for us to do this. But we love y'all more than we love a bag. So we're telling y'all.
Breast exam, pap smear, and I think a full body examination as well. Just for 300 rand, guys. And that's a steal. Because seeing a gynae is about 1.8 to 3.2. Depending on which gynae you're seeing. Is it private? Is it hospital? Is it what? Is it what? You know, and clinics, I don't think, I'm not too sure, you guys will correct me, but the only feminine health, vaginal health, women wellness that they provide is family planning. You'll correct me if I'm wrong.
Wait, but I don't know if I'm wrong, but I'll also confirm this in the comments. But UJ sent an email talking about something for Women's Month. I guess they're giving screening.
Mm-hmm.
Free screening. I'm not sure for what, but I'll confirm in the comments. So if you're a UJ student and you're watching this, take advantage of that.
Oh, I used to take advantage of campus health all the time.
The way it gets.
Antibiotics, I went to campus health. Family planning, I went to campus health. Anything that was wrong with me, I went to campus health.
They were your plug. All
the frisky. Bro. I'm there. I'm there. Just passed by on my way to economics, you know? Moving on into our game.
Yeah.
Is charades. Name that girl. Standard charades. Na, na, so we have to.
Charade. Okay. No, but you started it.
This singing. You started it. That you go on. Anyway. You
started it.
And I finished it, but you continued.
No, but you started. Like, you don't say it must come to an end.
Anywho, charades is we basically make gestures that popular women in history or even now have made, and we have to guess who the person is. I already have like three people in mind.
Yo, and you will probably be better than me because you're the actor. You the actor.
Actor, it's just gestures.
Okay. I'm not allowed to speak, right?
You're stealing my person, Beyonce. Yeah. I saw the moment she did this, I'm like, Beyonce.
Yeah. It was the easy one.
Very easy. Okay.
Oh my God. Move like a snake.
No, girl.
And it's there in my head. Who, Mini?
No, Mini. Mini who?
Who does this? Girl. Do you know the person? I don't know.
Guys, this is a move.
I don't know that person. Beyonce. No, Bonang.
No, what?
Mang.
With the head like this. It was trending now.
Oh, what's this?
Unless I'm doing it wrong. I'm doing it right.
With the head?
Yeah, fast.
Kanyumbao?
No.
Mang.
Kamumpela.
Oh, okay.
Party.
No, I was not clocking. Okay, here's mine.
The only reason I did come was because we were listening. I mean, we were watching a music video.
Okay, here's mine.
Are you standing up? Yes, I'm serious.
Not standing up, but can they see me?
Oh, Nicki Minaj. Yes.
Cardi.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was supposed to be an action, not a sound, but anyway.
The sound gave it away. Okay, let me think. Let me think of a person. yo, I don't have a person.
I'll wait.
Okay. Like, it's not even about the women, it's about the gestures. That's what's difficult.
Yeah. Plus, you're not on TikTok like that, nah. I was like,
about to do another TikTok one.
Do a TikTok one, let's see. Pa, 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 pa. Is that a lady?
Yeah. She's the one who made us all go crazy. I had to do the sound, because if I just started punching the air, it would have been so confused. Pa, 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 pa. Then she lifts her leg. Pa, pa.
Is she pregnant?
No.
Ooh. Who does this and is pregnant? And mm-hmm.
Creed. That's all the clues I'm giving
yes,
you.
Yes, I
now,
knew
now.
It's the Creed dance. I just don't know who did the Creed dance.
Marseille Martin.
Oh, okay.
She's not online, guys.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I ain't got nothing for you. Okay, I ain't got nothing in this race.
Think of someone else. Who else was iconic? I'm crazy, can't face me.
I have to sing the song.
Yo.
How do you not know this person? Okay, you don't know this person. You don't listen to their music.
Give me Taylor Swift. Man.
Tochi.
Oh. She does this?
Yeah, in her crazy song. And okay. She was popular for a time.
Okay.
Okay, next.
I ain't got none. I ain't got none. Like, guys, I'm trying to, like, think. Because, like, I don't know what they
work your muscle. Work your muscle.
What they do.
Mm. Great. Sorry. Song stuck in my head. Who else? No, I'm giving you so many points. Actually, now that I'm thinking about
it,
it's a game.
No, but you know, because I haven't gotten anything right. I haven't gotten anything right. Actor. It has to be a lady?
Yes, it's Women's Month.
Okay.
Ursula cheated, like, you see? I just say in last episode that Ursula and Paul are the same.
No, I didn't even cheat.
Ursula, she couldn't think of women.
I asked.
Singers, and she's like, does it have to be women? And I was like,
okay.
Men.
Can I speak?
Yeah, at I least? Guess now.
Yeah. I've been suffering for many years. Yes. You are not going to do this to me, John.
John. I don't know who you are right now.
I was trying to be Angela Bassett acting.
And that literally was on the tip of my tongue.
Why did you say Angela Bassett?
I was just like, when did she say John?
It's not about what she said. It's about how
wasn't
she...
Wasn't all my life I had to fight?
All my life I had to fight.
Let's see. One more.
Ooh, I have one.
Because now we're
more.
Moving on to quotes. Yeah, go.
I have one more. Girl. Let's do the hot topics.
Hot topics?
Girl, I know y'all are commenting there.
Hot topics. Wendy Williams.
Yes. Yes. Who drinks fake tea?
How does she go? She goes, does she go darling? No, she doesn't go darling. How does she go?
I don't know. She's like, let's go into the hot topics.
Okay. No, she doesn't say that. She does something where she's like, you know what? Wendy.
Has she
retired? Huh?
Yeah.
Wendy. Oh, Wendy. Can't believe we haven't thought of other women. Anywho, let's move on to our long topic.
And it's about the mother wound.
Yeah. Okay. Let me say the title of Buffer Bar. What's it, Buffer Bar?
I'm trying to, like, I went up and it stayed up. Okay. The mother wound, yeah. Unlearning the woman who raised you. Unlearning the woman who raised us.
Yes.
Deep.
Very, very deep. Very deep. Deep. Especially because my mom has been hinting at moving in back in with my dad. Like, angifuna ukuyizwa leyo. Mom, if you're watching this, stop it right now.
Okay, you tell her.
Angidlali la. She's like, oh, I want to move back. No! Do you know my dad? Stop that. Like, I love them as parents. But as partners.
Maybe they have grown. They have outgrown, maybe.
Stop it. No. Otherwise, you move in, I move out. Fast. In a hurry.
Are you both?
Anyway, Lebo. The first thing I want to ask you, which is a question that I think Tato asked Lebo. Lebo asked Tato in Seated, and he said, "Did you agree with your parents' parenting style?" But now I want to ask you, did you agree with your mother's parenting style?
I think the way she parented me, I'd have to give it like 60-40.
Okay.
60% yeah, 40% no. Okay. You know, and the 60% yes was my mother protected us like from a lot of things. And now growing up, back then I didn't understand. Now I understand why I couldn't do sleepovers, why I couldn't do a lot of things. Yeah. Like those type of, like her strictness in that regard, like 100% like approved.
At the time we didn't.
Yeah, at the time I was like, why? Why are you doing this? Yeah. Like her, like for instance, like to a certain degree, like her like saying no, but then to a certain degree, you know, and also like her expectations for me to do well academically, like she put a lot of like pressure on me to be great, and because of that, I felt the need to excel, and this is where I am now because of her parenting style. And also my mom, even though she was strict, she wasn't the type of person who encouraged like silence. Like you couldn't not talk. So that's why I'm very opinionated, and that's why I'm very like, I am able to question adults. Like I can question authority. Not it's not always a good thing, but sometimes it is. Cause like, yeah, you know? Yeah. So yeah, so 60% yes. And then the 40% no, she made me, I wish she hadn't like made me look after, raise my younger siblings. You know, I think because she had to do that, maybe she thought that was normal. Because I can't say that she couldn't look for help, because she could afford help back then, but she never did hire help. So I think maybe she thought that was normal. And because of that, I resented my siblings, and I was subjected to being like a mother at a very young age. And then also her like fully not allowing me to go and do other things. I couldn't go to the mall with other kids. I couldn't go there and there with other kids. Like if her problem was safety, like she could have been like the other parents and maybe like dropped me off and maybe roamed around the mall around, but know that I'm in the same place. But she never really made an effort for me to have a life as a child. So that's where I'm like 40% no. And she was sometimes also too strict academically. Like she never recognized my efforts. Like I would bring back like 80% and she'd be like, where's the other 20? Like she never awarded me for anything. I'd get there's seven subjects, get six distinctions. Why isn't this one a distinction? And yeah. So I was never really commended for anything at home.
Has her parenting style changed?
Just now I think she's a lazy mother. Now like I love her down, but I think she completely changed her parenting for the worst. But her reasoning is
that
kids,
why you guys are clashing?
Maybe, but her reasoning is that kids are not the same. And she's parenting my sister how she deems fit, and I'm like, nah, you did it the opposite. The strictness you gave me is the strictness she needed. The leniency you gave her, maybe I would have still fared well with it. So, yeah.
You can tell by your sister's demeanor that she's...
She has no... Like, Renani has no... like, love her down, but you can see she's giving very parentless behavior, like, sometimes.
That's not what I meant, Renani. Please.
No, she's...
I meant, like, she's super relaxed.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's super relaxed. Like, super... Like, Renani's like, life will sort itself out. Like, she's very much so nonchalant to the difficulties of life.
Very much so. What did I want to ask you? Oh, me. My mother's parenting style, you know, sometimes conversations about the past are really difficult to have for me because I don't remember much.
Why is that? Did you block things out of... the need to forget?
I think so, because I did speak about it when we went to MTV, about how being on autopilot for most of my childhood forced me to be dissociated most of the time. And obviously when you're dissociated, you're a spectator of your own life and you won't remember the happenings of your life because you're watching them from outside of your body. So I don't remember much about the past. And by the past, I mean if it's more than 2 years ago, it's blurry. You know, I have to force myself to remember. So from what I can remember... I remember my mom being extremely vulnerable with me. Most of what I can remember about my mom was emotion, good and bad. And even now, she's still an incredibly emotional person. But I think her emotions, the way she expressed her emotions, forced me to shut down mine. Because I felt the need to deal with hers. I don't know if I'm making sense. An example I'll make.
You know what's so crazy? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm having a flip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dealing with mine because of her. Like, my mom is being very vulnerable with me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm dissociating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's good for parents to show emotion. Mm-hmm. It's just how you maneuver that emotion around your child that matters, right? Because I think she was hyper-emotional at a time that I couldn't register emotions. At a time where I couldn't fully register emotions. I could register that, oh no, she's sad, you know, or she's angry. But the intensity of that emotion, I could not register. But I had to force myself to because of how frequently she was expressing those emotions in their extremity, right? So I lived in a highly emotional house too, because there was always something happening that forced you to either be angry, be sad, be in panic mode, you know? So I think my mother was too emotional with me too early. Mm. I think that's the part of her parenting style that I still don't agree with. I will be emotional with my kids just at their level, you know? Because now she's a little, I wouldn't say, I get to see less of her emotions now, which feels like I don't really have my mother, because I'm used to the version of her that's hyper-emotional. But also for the critical years of my life, my mother wasn't around. She was working in KZN, I think for about 3-4 years. So when I was transitioning from primary to high school, I didn't have my mother. And those years were really difficult for me because she wasn't there for my first period. She wasn't there for my first boyfriend. She wasn't there for my first heartbreak. She wasn't there for a lot of my firsts. And so it created a disconnect. And I understood then, I still understand now why she couldn't be there. It's because she was working. But, and I don't hold it against her. I hope she knows. I don't hold it against her. But I do wish we kept, you know, we kept the connection, because I felt like I only connected with my mother when I got to see her, which was once or twice, you know, not twice a year, but like a few times a year that I got to see my mom when she was not living with us. Her parenting style now has changed drastically, because before I could not talk to my mom about relationships. I could not talk to my mom about boys in general and things that really matter, you know, like money. So it's quite a drastic shift. And I think a lot of black children can relate to that shift.
Yeah.
Where our parents all of a sudden are now like opening up. And
they're like, where's your boyfriend? What about your boyfriend?
What is this switch? Where are you? What's happening? Yes, you know? Yes, and it's getting interesting to navigate that, because she's talking to me about her love life. And I'm just trying to register. You have a love life? What is this? You know? So, really interesting. What do you think you've inherited from your mother? Good and bad?
I think good, her strength. Mm-hmm. Like I've always said, my mom's very strong. Mm-hmm. My mom is, like, if you've met my mom, you would see me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm her carbon copy, mm-hmm. in a sense, you know? Which is has good and bad, you know?
Yeah.
I think the bad, what could be the bad? At some point I had to be like, let me not say the bad. My biggest fear in life is to have like the same relationship dynamic my mom has with men, like the exactly the same one as like she has with men. You know, I don't think my mom ever, this is just me saying, oh, scars, I thought I chased. Like, I don't think my mom chose people who would choose her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think she was with men. She was with men she loved.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they liked her at the time, but I don't think she chose men who liked her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was exuding a pattern of doing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's also because like my mom's father died when she was really young, so maybe looking for male validation. And then also my parents divorced, and so my dad was like in and out like that of my life. He wasn't like fully there all the time. So yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Well, I have another question. What do you need to forgive your mother for?
Nothing really. I think in terms of my childhood, nothing, because I've already forgiven her. Mm-hmm. Like her overly strict nature. Like my mom did some horrible things to me as a child. Not in that sense. Like horrible as in like emotionally horrible things. And I guess after having had the conversation with her, and she acknowledged it herself without me even saying it. I didn't have to tell her that you did 1, 2, 3 to me, or you made me feel 1, 2, 3 in this situation. She knew. And I love the fact that she came to me about them and apologized to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I have anything right, like from my childhood, that I need to forgive her for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But in this season of my life, a few things. Yeah. Molly would be like, what is those few things? I don't think I'm ready to bring them to the couch, because to be fair, I'm learning with my relationship with my parents, especially with the fact that we have thought digest, that at least let me give them the decency of having the conversation with them first. Yes, yeah. Before I have it with you guys. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I don't think I need to forgive my mom for anything.
Mm. You understand?
Yeah, I get her. I get her, especially now that I'm navigating love and life and money. I completely understand why she made the decision she made. Mm. So I have nothing to forgive her for. I will have something to forgive her for if she moves back in with my dad. Don't do that. Major conflict. I'm not playing with you, mama. Okay.
No, but imagine that's the love of her life.
No, she's the love of her death. If she loves him in person, it's going to end very badly. I can't even register the thought of them being in the same house again.
Okay, now this brings me to then the question you asked me. What are the things that you inherited from your mom, good or bad?
I think I have a great balance because my mom has a beautiful heart.
Yeah.
You know, she's so giving. She's so considerate. Mm. She's empathetic, ooh, you know. Yes.
I remembered good that is bad that I inherited from my mom, but carry on.
Okay. People pleasing.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but at the same time, that good heart is, you know, juxtaposed with my father's, you know, boundaries. My father knows how to put boundaries in place, and his seriousness towards relationships. You know, he's very clear about the relationships he will and will not have, even though there's a friendship here and there that But I think my mother's, you know, emotion is met with my father's lack thereof in me. Ooh. Which sounds a little bit odd. But I know, because of how I observe them in my childhood, I know where to apply emotion and where not to apply emotion. Sometimes I blur the lines. I'm not
really not perfect at it. Yeah.
But I think when I witnessed conflict between them and her response and his response, I was able, obviously now at a much older stage, I was able to kind of see which emotions apply in this instance. Mm.
Like here, know? I need to be more like my mom.
Yes, here, absolutely. I need
to be more like my dad.
So I think there's a great balance there. The bad things I inherited from my mother. Retail therapy.
Oh no, same. Guys, my mom was a shopaholic and I am a shopaholic. I can say it with my chest, I'm not proud.
Clothes, bro.
Oh my God, I'm not proud. My goodness. I am not proud. Like, I can justify an 800 rand dress. Like, I am not proud.
Like, for me, I can't justify purchases that matter, you know? But the budgets that don't matter, I'll be there in the forefront. And it's, I just needed it. That's definitely my mom's attitude towards finances is something I definitely inherited from her. And I'm trying to, because, you know, you need to recognize generational habits as they come.
And then you need to be like...
And you, so I can see, and I think in the season of my life, I am slowing down. And when you slow down, you take time to notice where your habits come from. So this rage is my father's, and this is sadness is my mother's. And sometimes even things like heartbreak are generational. You know, this heartbreak is my grandmother's. You know, this concern is my grandmother's. This nonchalance and detachment is my grandfather's, you know. You have to see where these things come from, because all things are hereditary, whether we'd like to believe it or not. When you witness something, especially things that have to do with someone's internal environment, becoming and inheriting those things is very, inevitable. So slowing down and realizing, ish, this is my mother's thing, this is, you know. And the roles have kind of reversed between my mother and I in this stage of my life as well. I kind of feel like the mom, kind of.
That's why you instructing her in a way.
I was looking at the camera.
She's a grown woman. No. She can choose what she's. Well, for me, the thing that I remembered is my mom's giving nature.
Yeah,
my mom is so giving
to a fault.
Yeah, like she's giving to a fault. Like same as my father. My parents are very generous, like very, very generous, and it's to a fault. And, you know, growing up with, like, okay, not growing up, I'm saying growing up. So this year, I live with somebody who is a person who's like, nah, people must sort their own lives out, you know, and that's giving me like a different view on life, you know. And they're making me learn and realize something, that when you give from a place of like, you must give from a place of abundance. Have a giving nature, okay, but it must come from a place of abundance. Because when you're giving from a place that you know more or you're lacking, you will never grow. And when you don't grow, you will never be able to give more, because you are never growing.
Yeah.
So I think my parents spent their lives, especially the younger years of their lives, where they were supposed to build things for themselves and grow themselves, you know, and establish themselves, giving back.
Yeah.
Giving from a place of abundance, but just giving. Mm-hmm. Then my dad is only thinking about buying his first home in Joburg now, at like what, almost 50, when housing rates were better back then. And if he had made that decision back then, it would have made sense. But he was giving. My mom, same. My mom was working well, to a point where, like, the issues she's encountering now, if she had, say, planned her life well and was very, and looked to the future, she wouldn't be in this position. But she was there at home, buying couches, taking siblings to school, doing this, doing that. I'm not as to say that was a wrong thing, but she was not giving from abundance. And now she's stagnant, you know? So I'm learning not to fall into the same pattern, because I see myself falling into the same pattern.
Even with giving, I think it's important not to give something you will resent for not being given back.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Thought digest.
And that has to do with finances and even emotionally, because energy is a currency too. So don't give something you'll resent that person for if they don't give it back to you. It's the same philosophy as don't borrow money you can't give. You know, don't spend too much time emotionally on someone, even if it's your parents, when you know if they don't give that same amount of energy, that same amount of effort, consideration to you, you're going to resent them for it. Then you're not giving, you know, you're spending. Does that make sense?
I get you. From place of abundance.
Absolutely. What do you, I think we'll close it off here. And it would have been interesting to have somebody who has a greater mother wound with us on the couch.
Like a good mother wound.
I said a greater.
Like even greater, deeper.
Yes, deeper.
Oh, like, oh, I don't talk to this woman.
Yeah.
Oh, she, it would have been really very interesting
to see how mother wounds affect different women. Because I know that for me, I think, wow. towards the end of the episode, that's when I'm having this epiphany. But one of my mother wounds is that I didn't really learn what it was like to be a good woman. Because when I was becoming one, she wasn't there. Yeah. Yes, I think that's self-explanatory, you know. So having to learn how to fulfill my roles as a woman well has been a self-learning experience. Because even to ask her now, I think she's a people pleaser. And so to her, being a good woman means spending and not giving, you know. So I have to teach myself now, even in my relationship.
No, I need these quotes on in a book.
That's why I need these quotes in a book.
I need them in a book. Wow. Kaya, wow. You're brilliant. Carry on.
I'm like, shoot, that's my mother wound. Because even in my relationship with my partner, I see sometimes he will teach me what a woman should do in this instance. You know, I'll make an example. We were in Cape Town and the men were arguing about having to pay for something. Right? And it's not because they couldn't afford it, but because they had an agreement amongst themselves that you're going to pay for this and you're going to pay for this. And I overheard the thingy. They were bickering. I overheard the bickering. And it irritated me. Not that I was concerned. I was just like, get over and done. And so I did the thing that they were bickering about myself.
I would
myself.
Do the same thing.
And my partner, he's so loving. He's so loving. Even when I did that thing, he saw me do it and he pulled me aside and he was like, listen, let me handle it. Even when you think I'm not handling it, I'm handling it. Don't take matters into your own hands. Men do that. Men take matters into their own hands. Especially because you're a woman and there are men around, allow us to squabble with each other about this. It's not that we can't, it's that we're refusing to. In this moment with each other. And so that's just a small example of how sometimes...
I would have done what Kaya did.
Do you get? Like, stop arguing about this thing.
I just want to leave.
Do you get? So there's so many instances, dude. Like, that's a small example of how he will remind me that I am woman, I am feminine, and I am taken care of, right? And that's in the relationship aspect. In friendships as well, my friends have to bring me too as well and say, hey, you're a girl. Don't move. Like, my mother sometimes, I mean, she's trying. But I don't think she knows that she's doing it. She's not doing it intentionally. Like, when I landed in PE, Qebeka, sorry for the people who will fight. When I landed in Qebeka without telling her, she said, don't move like a boy. Boys are the ones who go places and don't report to their mothers. And I was like, okay. So constant communication with my loved ones about where I am and what I'm doing is what women should do, you know? Womanhood in all its layers of womanhood. Conversation series. But yes, before we close off, yes, now I'm done with sharing my motherhood. I'm still learning how to be a good woman. Is there something you need to apologize to your mother for?
My words can be harsh. Yeah. Like, actually, to both my parents, actually. Yeah, like, my words can be really harsh. Like, anybody who's encountered the other end of my word slashes understands that. Mm-hmm. Because, like, for me to get to that point, which is not good, is that I will assess you and the situation and I study. So when I'm speaking that thing, I'm speaking from a place of calculation, which is not good, you know? Because then I know I'm attacking something that... Mm-hmm. Can hurt you, you know. Yeah. And I've said some very hurtful things to my mom, especially now in my in the last year or two. I've really said hurtful things to her, and maybe that's why I can't have a conversation with her now, because I don't want to say any more hurtful things to her. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think to both my parents, how I express myself to them. Yeah,
especially when you're upset.
Yes.
What do I need to apologize to my mom for? Nothing! I'm joking. Let me think. And I'm taking this, something that Ursula said last week. I keep saying it, knee jerk. She says knee jerk, which means my immediate answer. Knee jerk reaction, knee jerk answer is I want to apologize for not meeting her expectations. Yes. And I know it can be a very painful thing for mothers. Because now I think...
What were her expectations?
One, my mom is a super... She's staunch Christian. Mm. So that expectation I have not met. In fact, I've gone in the opposite direction. So I want to apologize to her for that. Because she is disappointed. I'm not apologizing for where I've gone with my life. I think I'm very satisfied with the decisions I've made thus far. But I have to acknowledge that they have disappointed my mother. Mm. So I apologize for that. I think because of her, because she's super religious, there's a lifestyle that she expects me to live, you know? And I don't live that lifestyle, you know? There are parts of it that I incorporate into my own lifestyle, but our beliefs no longer align. Mm. And so our lifestyles will not align. Mm. And I can acknowledge how disappointing that can be. So I am sorry, Mom, for not being the daughter you had imagined me to be. Mm. But I'm doing the best I can. Mm. You know, I'm doing especially what I want to do. Mm. And that may not look like what you wanted me to do, but I'm taking my life into my own hands fully. Mm. And part of that is making decisions that may not agree with your beliefs. Mm. But I'm confident that they are good decisions for my life. Mm. You know? Still, I know you expect that of me out of love. Mm. So for that, for letting you down in that department, or in any other department that I may not be aware of, I want to apologize to my mother. That's it for the episode. Very somber ending.
Yeah, but beautiful nonetheless.
Guys, I know we have delayed in releasing the newsletter, and that's because when it was shown to us, when the template was shown to us, we wanted to make some changes. And making those changes is taking a lot more time than anticipated. But the entries, we've sent our entries, we're just tweaking the interface because we do want it to be Thought Digest esque, you know, and that's going to take a little bit of time. We were excited, so excited to share it with you guys, but we might have to wait a little longer. Yeah. Also, what else do we need to share?
I don't know.
And she was getting ready to say something.
I don't know, guys. I really want us to do a lot of exciting things for you guys. Yeah. But right now, we are in limbo. Don't worry. Thought Digest is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
We are just in limbo. Yeah. So there's not really anything to announce right now. Yeah. Hopefully next week we come with a different
good news,
different news, different zeal, different level of excitement. Yeah. But, I'd actually love to say... Love y'all. Love y'all down.
We love you guys.
Love y'all down. So much, y'all support us. Like, we disappear 3 weeks. You come back, you watch.
You get the
live show.
Live show.
We not go for like 2 weeks or something since the live show. And when we came back, they came back. Not everybody, but they came back. Mm-hmm. And without snippets, guys. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Love y'all down. Y'all watch our episodes without snippets. Yeah. Like, snippets drop a week after the episode, and you'll still come and watch it.
You're bashing our editor.
I'm just saying.
You're our editor under the bus.
I love y'all. That's what I'm saying. It is. If showing appreciation to some is offense for others, I apologize.
In the spirit of making apologies. Anywho, guys, do you want to do the cues?
Yes, subscribe, like, comment, share, channel memberships, do your thing. Yeah, comment. What should we comment?
What is the, if you made it this far?
Can we do this emoji? Like, you know, the broken heart that has like a band-aid to put it together.
Oh,
is there such an emoji? Yeah, that emoji.
Because we're healing our mother wounds. Also, share your stories. What is your mother wound, and how are you going about healing it?
And what are you doing to poop better?
Yes, poop better, poop more.
Not a lot. Like, if you're pooping more than 4 times in a day, I think you should check your doctor.
4 times is also gang, right? If you poop more than twice.
Twice, maybe you should get it checked out.
Yeah,
but
bye, guys. Be healthy. Get wealthy.
Be healthy, get wealthy.
Bye. Bye.